You know, it was really cool. Like, I have a good relationship with my title company here in Utah. And I was like, oh, I don't know how to fill out this paperwork. So I told the lady we work with, Christina, I said, hey, I really don't know what to do. She said, don't worry, I'll get it all ready for you. Just tell me how much they're lending.
Title is awesome.
Yeah. So for me, I've been doing this for, you know, almost 4 years now. First time getting private money, like almost four years into it. Nervous. Well, because this is my grandparents' money. I want to make sure they're taken care of. And it was very smooth, very easy.
So awesome. Okay. So you got into the deal. You're 100% financed. Now you're on the clock, right? Because you borrowed money. So now the clock's ticking on interest. You got a couple things you need to do. So what do you need to do to this property to get it ready to relist?
First thing we did is I went in there and I said, look at all this junk. Look at all this stuff in here. So I had a guy that come and he bid me like $1,000 to trash it. And I was like, let me look at this stuff a little bit more. And I looked at it and I saw like a freezer, some grills, some sheds. And I said, you know what? This stuff probably has value. Let's throw this up. And so I took a weekend. I think it was Thanksgiving weekend. And I just threw it up on Facebook and KSL and Craigslist. And within like 3 days, I'd sold like half of the stuff. And I was like, wow, that was super easy. So I had one of my employees just take charge of it and start selling the stuff for me. And I gave him 50% of what he sold.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you can keep 50%. So he ended up selling it. We ended up making like $3,000.
Yeah.
And on the stuff, which is great. You know, I didn't have to do it anymore because my employee did it. The stuff we couldn't sell, I hired my employees and said, hey, I'll pay you like $300 to go in there and just get a U-Haul and trash it. Got the U-Haul. They trashed it. Took them like a couple hours. And I ended up making $2,500 after having to pay $500 to trash it out.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never actually done it that way, which is a great idea. What I've done is I've gone to my contractors and I'll say to them, I'll say, hey, if you just take everything out of there, even the stuff you don't want, you can have whatever you want. And then I basically just get them to do the trash out for free because they want a bed and they want a cabinet and they wanted this and that.
For you, that's pennies, you know? I sold like a blender for like $10 and I was like, is that really worth my time? Maybe I should waste my time on that.
Okay. So you got your trash out done, made a little bit of money on that. And then you had to do a couple things to get this thing retail ready, list ready. So what were the couple things you had to do?
Yeah. So after we trashed it out, we hired a cleaning lady, like $200 just to clean it.
Yep.
And then agents started bringing their buyers in and we went under contract. Our first one we went under contract was a cash offer at 490.
And what'd you list it for?
It was 450.
Okay. So you listed it for 450 and someone offered 490.
Yeah. They offered 490. So we're like, we have to do this. That's too good to be true. It's too good that we can't just give it a shot. So they said, give us a week. So then obviously 490 was way too good to be true. They tried to renegotiate it. And we said, you guys are just messing around.
You know what's happening? I'm having this happen a lot on my rehabs, my fix and flips. What happens is buyers are so worried about missing out that what they're doing is they're overbidding without even doing anything with an inspection. Then they buy themselves some time. They go in there, they think about it, they look at it, they inspect it, and then they want to come back and renegotiate. So they're using that high offer to lock it up and get rid of any other showings. But that's a common tactic right now buyers are doing.
And it was frustrating, right? Because it wasted like a week of our time. We had two offers coming at 450. And then obviously you say, hey, highest and best.
Set it up.
And then one of them came in at 460 and we accepted. They came in. They said there was an earthquake straps on the water heater or something stupid like that. So we paid for that. And then they had some electrical that they wanted us to fix. Anyway, it was like a total of like $1,500. No biggie.